You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our beautiful program Spiritual Cures. So for today, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, a few messages that have already come through, we'll start off with them inshallah Azza wa Jal. Let me just send this message. The first istikhara, well not istikhara, message that we got today was Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please do not mention my name, but can I have a wazifa for disobedient children? Inshallah Azza wa Jal. And sadly, this is the most common wazifa people ask for, is disobedient children. May Allah Ta'ala, whoever send this message, because I'm not allowed to mention the name, may Allah Azza wa Jal make your children obedient, and may Allah Azza wa Jal make them pious as well. Assalamu alaikum, code word is November. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I would like to have a wazifa for rib pain. I thought it was crab pain, but it's rib pain. Yeah, rib pain. Take inshallah.
Code name is that?
Code name was November. So rib pain. And finally another one. I feel lazy in offering my salah. Please can you guide me how I should offer my salah? Inshallah. We'll try to give you a wazifa for getting rid of the laziness as well. Inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Remember, this is your program and we want you to participate in this program. Maybe you might know someone who is ill, someone who needs help. And remember, help is always at hand. Dawat-e-Islami, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, in the UK, we have many, Islami brothers all over the UK, in major cities as well, where you can get your Tawizat-e-Attariya, and also you can get your Istikhara done as well from the Bradford Centre.
In regards to disobedient children, a special cure, Ya Mateenu, Ya Mateenu, Ya Mateenu. You recite this 10 times with the Durood Sharif before and after and perform them upon the disobedient child. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, that child will become obedient.
Inshallah. So is that just specifically for the child?
So
Ya Mateenu, before and after Durood e Paak, read that 10 times, blow onto the child. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will make him obedient to the parents as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal.
Second message in regards to rib pain. The code name November, in regards to this, if they can recite Ya Ghaniyu, Ya Ghaniyu, Ya Ghaniyu, in abundance, whether they're in the state of wudu, ablution or not, doesn't matter, Ya Ghaniyu, obviously it's better, but even if they're not in the state of ablution, they can still recite this, Ya Ghaniyu, in abundance, inshallah, the pain will go away.
Inshallah, so the
And in regards to laziness, if they recite La Hawl Sharif, La Hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim, La Hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim, recite this 60 times with the Durood Sharif before and after, perform them upon water and drink this. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, the laziness will go away.
MashaAllah. Subhanallah, Azza wa Jal. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. We've just received another message. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My daughter-in-law is coming from Pakistan. Visa is taking its time. It should have been done a few months ago. Please, can you help?
They're in the process of getting.
They're in the process of.
Maybe they've applied and they're waiting to hear.
Yeah, they're saying that it's taking a bit of time getting here.
Okay, Ya Sami'u. Ya Sami'u, Ya Sami'u. 100 times with the Rushi before and after. No, you know, like specific time. Any time. In the state of ablution is better, but if they are or not, it doesn't make a difference. But the time that they are nominated, for example, they sit down and they're going to start doing it now. No talking in between. So until they've completed the full tasbih of 100, Ya Sami'u, no talking in between. If they're talking in between, then pretend it's, you know, start again.
Do they make a dua or do they just recite Ya Sami'u?
And make a habit of this once daily, inshallah, the visa problem, inshallah, will go away.
Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Ji, subhanallah, Azza wa Jal. So, I just wanted to go back to the viewer who sent in the message about disobedient children. Just some very important things that I really want to mention before we get more messages, and we'll go into that, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Number one is that, you know, if you have disobedient children, then how can you make these children your obedience? You know, maybe you've tried your best, you've tried, you know, as they say, every trick in the book, but they don't work, they don't listen to you. I would suggest that if you let Amir al-Sunnat come into your house, invite Amir al-Sunnat into your house, and you might be asking, subhanallah, that's the, you know, our wishes come true, Amir al-Sunnat. Amir al-Sunnat is on Madani channel as well. If you turn on Madani channel in your home, I guarantee you that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, many, many people who have changed their lives, you know, and also disobedient children as well. I was talking to an Islamic brother and he says that my children, they weren't listening to me. But since we've had Madani channel in our homes, we've had a revolution in the house. Because sometimes, you know, parents, they might say something and the children, you know, they sometimes don't listen. They think that the parents are just, you know, against us all the time. Whatever we do, they're always talking against that. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we had some good result there where the children started to watch Madani channel and, you know, they were listening to Amir al-Sunnah's bayans. And even though they said that they couldn't even understand most of it, but by just looking at Amir al-Sunnah, they did understand a bit of it. But Alhamdulillah, that has changed the life of our
children. Like you mentioned, invite Amir al-Sunnah into your home.
Yeah.
Just by inviting them into your home, the blessings are
sure for
themselves. In our neighborhood, Alhamdulillah, Islamic brother, modern, no practicing or anything. Alhamdulillah, started watching Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, reading in Salah.
MashaAllah.
Roof is for bed. Alhamdulillah, went on pilgrimage recently as well.
SubhanAllah.
So, there's so many.
See, one thing.
Madani Buhara's in regards.
Alhamdulillah. You know, one thing that, you know, the parents should not do is to belittle their children in front of other people as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they are disobedient, and you know, you even to an extent that you calling someone to your house, and for example, me or you go to their house, you know, we make dua, and sometimes parents will bring their children in, or it's him that doesn't listen to me. Is he good? Some jawki, akal of yours.
That has a knock-on effect sometimes.
Gee.
You know, instead of
it has a reverse effect on it. They get even worse. So, inshallah, I would request the parents that please do not belittle your children in front of other people, and especially, you know, if that person is someone that they love and respect as well. You know, I've been in a state where, you know, this young lad knew me and he had respect for me as well. But when his father started belittling him, he doesn't listen to me. So all that, you know, he thought to himself that all that respect that I had for him is all gone because now he's found out what I'm like.
He'll dive and avoid you.
I said to his dad that, look, now what you've done is you made him go away from me as well, because he's not going to come there.
I mean, it's like parents have tried and they're not getting anywhere. So like this invite you've given, you know, invite Amir al-Sunnah to your home. There's no harm in it, there's no loss in there. There's only gain. So it's in the interest of the viewers.
Alhamdulillah.
You know, if anybody is facing these problems, then you know, try this, inshallah.
Jeez, we've got a message. Salam, my dad is not well. He is unable to sleep at all. Could you do istikhara for him, please? And if there is a wazifa, could you let us know? I've sent the message for istikhara. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My question to you is there a wazifa for finding a spouse? Code word Ruby. Can I please have istikhara done and a wazifa for the following? For the past 2 to 3 weeks, I have not been feeling well. It's a really negative feeling in the body. It is like something bad is going to happen. It is unwell feeling as well as aches and pains. My heart is like it cannot rest. Allah Ta'ala give you shifa kamila, inshallah azawajal. I have sent in, for istikhara as well. So hopefully, inshallah azawajal, as soon as we get the result, we'll tell you what the result is for that. And also, inshallah, Sawar bhai will be looking for a wazifa.
Regarding the, I think they asked for istikhara to be done.
Yeah, I've sent the istikhara.
So they couldn't, they were having difficulty sleeping. When they go to sleep on a night, or when they try to go to sleep on a night, should I say, if they recite, La ilaha illa huwa al-haqqul mubeen, La ilaha illa huwa al-haqqul mubeen, recite this 3 times, La ilaha illa huwa al-haqqul mubeen, 3 times with Rushi before and after, inshallah, they will fall asleep.
Inshallah.
I think the replies come back for the
Rushi. Ji, I've got a reply for the istikhara that has been done for code word Ruby. And it is Nazr-e-Bad, so it is evil eye. How to remove evil eye? La ilaha illallah, 60 times before and after Durood-e-Pak. That is one of the ways that you can remove evil eye. Or if you recite Bismillahir-Rahmanir-Rahim and Surat Kawthar, Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar, and then blow on the right cheek, then Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar, blow on the left cheek, and then Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar with Bismillah all the time and blow on the forehead. Inshallah, that will remove the evil eye as well. The another istikhara has been done for Sayyid Saab, who cannot sleep at all at night. Istikhara has been done for them, and it's a sign of illness. So there's no evil eye, there's no black magic or anything. It's bimari. So if you are, you know, if you are unwell, like you said, then maybe that is one of the reasons why you can't get to sleep. So please, you know, inshallah, so that if you want, go to the Basta of Tawizat-e-Atariya, get some Tawizat as well. And also, if you have been to your doctors, the medicine that is prescribed, carry on with the medicine as well. And also take the advice from the Islamic brothers if they've given you any Tawiz as well. Remember, never ever to stop taking medications. Don't be thinking that, okay, I've got my ta'weez now, I don't need no medication. Never, Dawat Islami Ta'weezat-e-Tariya will never ever give you this advice. If someone does give you that advice, stop taking your medicines, you go your ta'weezat, better ho jao, so Amir Ahle Sunnat will do his karamat. No doubt, Alhamdulillah, we believe in all of that. Lekin, we will never advise anyone to not take any medications. So please remember that.
Continue medication and also.
And also tell, because it is Allah Ta'ala who gives shifa, and He can give you shifa from any source. It could be the ta'wizat, it could be the medications as well.
The water that you're drinking.
Ji, Alhamdulillah.
In regarding the message where somebody was having difficulty finding a spouse, for the spiritual care, mentions that shadi jaldi ho, the one who get married very quickly. And also the household will run, you know, in peace and harmony.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. So it mentions to write or get written, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, 143 times on a piece of paper, make it into an amulet and wear it, whether it's around your arm or around your neck. Inshallah, azawajal, that person will become.
Yeah. MashaAllah azawajal. So that's the wazifa to find a spouse. Now just some piece of advice that Amir Ahle Sunnah normally gives, you know, for looking for a rishta. Number one is look for a pious rishta. You know, if you're looking for a daughter-in-law or you're looking for a wife, then try to look for a girl that is practicing, you know, Islam. She offers a salah. You know, mashallah, these are the people that you want. If you're looking for a boy, just don't go, that boy, he's got a good job, he's got a good car. Theology, we want to do rishta with them. That girl, she's beautiful, I want to do rishta with her. You know, it doesn't work like that, you know, because...
There's etiquette for this as well. Status.
Yeah.
And don't always go for looks. For example, boys looking for girls, mainly looks. Take a half that as well, but look at the other things where the piety.
Yeah. Piety is the most important thing. You know, Allah Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he writes that the first right of a child is that you choose a good mother for him. Yeah. So if you marry a girl, you know, she doesn't practice her religion, she's always makeup in and all, you know, going out all the time, you know, what kind of, you know, lineage are you going to have? You know, because she's not practicing, and it mostly it does depend on the girl, because children are more attached to the mothers.
Yeah, they're thinking some years back, when we get older, we'll start then, etc. But if you look nowadays, if you look, so many youngsters.
Away,
you know, if you were to visit the graveyard, and you
we had a janaza of a young lad a couple of days ago. You know, 25 years old.
You know, passing away. There's no guarantee what age.
Islamic sister wrote a letter, and she says that, you know, when I got married newly and I thought, chalo, theek hai, baad itak hai, so we'll think about deen later on. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I was really fashionable and I brought my daughters up in that same environment as well. And now she goes, I mean, that was Islamic mahol. And now I regret for what I have done, because my daughters, you know, they're 10 steps ahead of me. Ulaf, you know, we're talking about 30, 40 years ago. Ulaf, fashion thora ja insabit si. Now things have just gone really bad. And she goes, and now I regret it.
But the thing is that in her nasib, in her fate, it was that she's come towards goodness, she's coming to the, mashallah, she's been blessed, and she's coming to the environment of the Islamic. Now, whether the children's fate, that's why she's going to be regretting.
And you know, the sad thing is that she used to say that, my elders used to say to me, you know, bachiyan ki parda karaya kar, chila karaya kar, make them do that. She used to say, you know, what they're talking about. I don't want my daughters to be like that. They go to cinema, they go wherever they want. And now my daughters have grown up, and now I regret it, because now I'm in Dawat Islami, and I can't, you know, I go to these Milad mafils, I go to the Ijtimaat, but the back of my mind, I always think, you know, I've destroyed my children. You know, what am I doing in Dawat Islam? So now she's asking these questions herself as well. So sometimes it's really, really frightening as well.
Keep supplicating. I mean,
keep making dua for them. As they say, you know, she's made that mistake, but don't let that mistake, you know, don't make the mistakes again and again. The parents' dua on their behalf of their children is accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hafiz sahab, can you do istikhara for me, please? I am finding it difficult to buy a house even though I have the cash ready. Ji, inshallah, we'll do the istikhara. Can you do istikhara for my baby daughter as she doesn't sleep properly? Can you also check for nazar, inshallah, I'll send that as well. Istikhara for my boy, if he is affected with evil eye, anything, name. Okay, please don't mention names, okay? We have to read the message, but we don't read the names, so don't worry about that, inshallah. Please, could you repeat to me the wazifa for disobedient children?
Ya Matinu.
Ya Matinu.
Yeah, with Rishi before and after, and perform dhamma from
there. All these istikharas that I have passed on for istikharas, inshallah. So for the disobedient children is Ya Matinu. But also try to, you know, again, don't force your children. You know, sometimes people force their children. Bo tak Madani channel. It doesn't work like that as well. You know, inshallah, with love, you know, with wisdom, with hikmat, try to get them onto this path as well. You know, Dawat Islami, why we keep on repeating Dawat Islami is because I changed in Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, many Islamic brothers have changed in Dawat Islami. I had a photo of Tasawwur Bhai before he changed, but Alhamdulillah, look at him today. Allah Ta'ala, mashallah, is a Madani as well. So, you know, the thing is, give them time as well. Don't, you know, they're not going to change overnight.
It's like, I know, probably, you know, we keep repeating, we keep mentioning this, you know, do this, etc., etc. We're talking from experience. It's like, when we came in the environment, if we go back 20 years, this media, the Madani channel, none of this existed.
No.
At that time, it was, if somebody's not listening in the home, do give Fidani Sunnah Dars in the home. Mm-hmm. And that worked. And it's like, if nobody's listening, just keep giving the Dars.
If somebody will come and say, you came into the Mahol in the Milad month, did you?
1999 in Ramadan Sharif.
MashaAllah. I think me and you came in together.
More or less. Yeah.
We opened the door together. MashaAllah. Allah Ta'ala keep us in
this. So I'm saying that in them days, there was no media, and it was Fidani Sunnah. Then there was like, when we went on a little bit, there were like cassettes.
Yeah.
And listened to Bayans in the home. Or if nobody's listening, just play it. Just play the Bayan, and people will, you know, be encouraged and they'll listen. And now in the same way, don't force anybody to watch Madani channel.
Yes.
Put it on, you watch it.
You know, one Islamic brother, what he did.
It'll pick interest. You know, I was going to be passing by on the season and they'll just sit and watch what
you're doing. One Islamic brother did, he used to, you know, his parents weren't offering namaz. So what he did was he used to put Madani channel on and take the remote control upstairs and he used to go to sleep. So obviously, whenever they turn the TV on, it's just Madani channel. That plays that, alhamdulillah, did the trick. And his parents, mashallah, become namazi ji. I've got an answer for the ID was London Chaudhary. The istihara has been done and it is as waqti azmaish. It's a temporary test from Allah Ta'ala. Any wazaif that you can give us on the brother wants to buy a house. He can't, he's got the cash ready, pound notes, but he can't find a house. Inshallah, we'll give you. Istihara has been done for code word 786 Medina. And the istihara has come back as clear, so alhamdulillah, no evil eye, no nazare, but no black magic, nothing like that. So if it's a clear one. The problem that you said was, you didn't mention any problem, so I don't know which was ifa to give you there, I'm afraid. Another istihara has been done. Istihara for, he says, istihara for my boy, code name was Blue. Istihara has been done and istihara has come back as nazre bad, evil eye. So istihara, how to remove evil eye on your child is, inshallah azawajal, is remarkable as well. Recite la ilaha illallah 60 times before and after durood pak and then just do dhamm on your child, inshallah azawajal, that will remove the evil eye. Or you can read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before and after Durood Paak. Surah Kawthar once, blow on the right cheek. Surah Kawthar second time, blow on the left cheek. Surah Kawthar third time, blow on the forehead. Inshallah, istikhara, the nazar of evil eye will be removed, inshallah.
Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, if they can write or get it written 786 times.
Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, write it 786 times and then do what?
Put it on.
That's the tawiz.
Yeah.
Another istihara has been done. Istihara was from Blackburn. There's no code word, but istihara was about regarding your daughter. She couldn't sleep. Again, it's nazar bad as well. So again, la ilaha illallah 60 times or Surah Kawthar, right cheek, left cheek, and then the forehead. Inshallah azawajal. Now the thing is, you know, do these istihara. I had someone send in a message that my daughter's still the same, the nazar has not gone. Have you read the wazifa? Have you done the amal? No, we thought you're going to do it. You know, the thing is, I'm sat in Bradford studio. How am I going to do the wazifa? So, you know, anyone can do the wazifa. Mm-hmm. You know, alhamdulillah, anyone can do the wazifa. So please try to read the wazifa and do dhamm on them. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give them shifa, inshallah.
The person who was, you're saying he wanted to buy a property, and he's got money, and he's finding it difficult. Before he sets out to go out and looks for a property, if they recite, Ya Rafi'u, Ya Rafi'u, Ya Rafi'u, 20 times, the Drushi before and after, and then set out looking, whether they're looking on the online or whether they're going out to offices, etc., inshallah, they will be successful.
MashaAllah, Azawajal. Another istikhara, I've done that for the baby girl. Now another thing is, you know, sometimes children, they might cry at night, and it's, you know, a lot of the time, and I'm saying a lot of the time, it's, you know, what they've been watching that is affecting them as well. So if you are, if have a habit of, ma'azallah, watching films and dramas at home, and there's a murder scene or something like that, then obviously the children will get scared. You know, I've heard a family where, you know, again, they said that, look, our child doesn't feel normal. Bacha normal nahi jinaab. You know, why is he not normal? I don't know, he's always scared and all that. Then I later found out that, you know, his parents are home, are watching, you know, horror movies and all that kind of stuff. You know, what do you expect from that? You know, astaghfirullah, do tawbah, no movies, no videos, no dramas. If you want to watch, watch Madani channel. If you want to watch, watch the Ulama and Sunnah's bayans, alhamdulillah, subhanallah. And I'm getting a lot of messages, mashallah. Haji Wade saying that it looks like you've lost a lot of weight. I owe him a tenner then. You know, I think I've got weight on. Well, okay, it's a little bit relating to that. Any tawiz or any wazaif to lose weight?
Yeah, losing weight.
How can we have a slim body like yourself? Do you, what's the secret?
I'm hiding it behind the jubba. Did I say a booklet? What it is, it's taking care of what you're eating, but you need to watch what you eat.
Yes.
It's like some people won't eat much, but when they eat, they really eat.
Yeah, they don't look back.
They don't look back, so that's bad as well. And you sort of need to distribute it and eat. Don't stop eating completely. Eat, but eat the small amounts.
I was talking to
and spread it throughout the day. And mashallah, Amir al-Sunnah wrote a booklet in regards to this, regarding weight loss, and where they mentioned that the person's height, you measure his height and his age, and he works out how much weight that person should be.
Yes.
So if you calculate and it works out whether you're overweight, and then they've given you advice of how to watch. And something which especially as Asians we don't look at is calories.
Yes.
And that plays a very vital part in what you intake. And then the other thing which we lack, unfortunately, is lack of exercise.
Exercise, yeah. We only exercise in jaws. Yes. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The tips on weight loss is the booklet that Amir al-Sunnah wrote.
For example, if someone really wants to lose weight but he doesn't have that istiqamah, he does it one day and then say, what can he read or...
Well, prayer is the biggest istiqamah.
Okay, mashallah. No, that's good, alhamdulillah. Because I was talking to one Islamic brother and he says that, you know, he dramatically lost a lot of weight, but he stopped eating at all. So what's happened, he was only surviving on water, but now that's having a knock-on effect on him.
It helps him, because you're not supposed to lose all of a sudden. It's gradual. And then those who lose it like that, they'll put it on as well, all of a sudden as well. So you need to lose it gradually. This is why I don't know if you remember, if you're in Ramadan Sharif, I've got the Adi Roti and Chappa Roti Tariq.
MashaAllah.
Those are all, you see, those people who are participating and doing that, they don't, it's like, for example, you're somebody who eats, I don't know, maybe three chapatis, for example, if you eat three roti, all of a sudden you can't drop to half a roti. It's going to affect you. So how would you do it? From three roti, you'll go to two and three quarters, or you'll reduce by a few morsels. And then gradually you'll reduce and come down. Then you know, there'll come a time when you'll come down to 2.5. Then you'll come down to 2, and etc. And you work your way down.
You can't just leave it all at once. MashaAllah, we've had a message. Salam, I had my istikhara from Dawat Islami, and they said it's spiritual illness. What does it mean? Don't mention my name. Spiritual illness.
The reply would be a sign of illness.
Sign of illness, okay. Yeah. So, Islam brother who sent the message is a sign of illness.
Do they want a spiritual cure for it as well? Do they want a spiritual cure for it as well?
Well, if you can give that, that would be great.
Yeah, if they recite, Ya Mu'idu in abundance as much as they can, inshallah, they'll be cured.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. BP always high, body pain and headache. So there's a few illnesses there. Assalamu alaikum. My foot has been amputated. Can you do istikhara to see if he has been black magic or has nazar? Please could you do istikhara for him? Core is amputee. Please could you do a dua for health? Allah Ta'ala give you shifa kamila, and Allah Ta'ala inshallah will help you in, you know, the rest of your life. You know, it's not easy. You know, with one leg, but alhamdulillah, because there's a science of doing a lot of progress, you know, you can get prosthetic legs as well. But may Allah Ta'ala give you shifa, inshallah.
Be thankful to Allah.
Only,
I think you mentioned some weeks back as well, and always look down rather than up. So if you look that you've got one leg, look at somebody who doesn't have any. Where they didn't have shoes or something. And then regarding blood pressure, the Ghareloo Totka home remedy here. It mentions take 7 black peppers and 7 neem leaves.
Some neem from a neem tree.
So 7 black peppers, 7 neem leaves, and eat them daily.
What is neem in English?
I thought neem was in English.
In neem is in, okay.
I thought so. It might not be.
I've never heard of neem in my life, and I'm.
What's that? Just says going on. So it mentions, take 7 black peppers and 7 neem leaves. Eat them daily.
NWEM.
Or daily, you can in the morning take 1 spoonful of neem leaf extract.
Cheek.
And it mentioned this is also beneficial for those who are struggling with who are diabetic, whether they've got skin or liver related illnesses as well.
Okay, mashallah. There's a lot of neem leaves. It's just like green leaves.
Yeah. But and that is the English name.
And it's widely available as well, so that's okay. My sister-in-law is really worried for her son and his wife. They've got a lot of problems between each other. What shall we do? Can you do istikhara for that? Please don't read all and just say the code word. You know, inshallah, we won't mention the names, but we have to read the messages out. Maybe if you can have it,
if they haven't given a code name, then it makes it difficult anyway. So if I just mention the problem, if the person is watching, they trigger on that. Yeah. This is mine.
My mother's got her headaches. Please, can you give wazifa for headaches? Okay. Assalamu alaikum. I had done my istikhara. Okay, that's mentioned. Can you please do istikhara for me? I have had a stutter since childhood, and I really want to get rid of it. Stuttering. Yeah, inshallah. السلام علیکم میں نے ایک اسلامی بہن کی بیٹی کے لیے استخارہ کروانا ہے بیٹی کے لیے رشتے میں رکاوٹ تو نہیں ہے ٹھیک انشاءاللہ عزوجل میں نے میسج آگے بھیج دیا انشاءاللہ عزوجل
اچھا ریگارڈنگ ہیڈ ایک سمپلی آفٹر ویری سمپل ون ہی مینشنز دیٹ پرسن سفرنگ فرام ہیڈ ایک ریسائٹ یا سلام 11 ٹائمز اینڈ پرفارم دم سو ناؤ اف دی پرسن از ڈوئنگ ہم سیلف ا بلو اپون ہز پام اینڈ rub it on the area of pain. If somebody else is doing it, then they'll possibly blow up on the head. So recite Ya Salamu 11 times and perform Dhamma upon the head. If it's not better, then recite it 3 times. If still not better, then recite it 7 times. If it's still not better, then recite it 11 times. Then he mentions that by the time you've got to 11 times, inshallah, there'll be.
Inshallah. Yeah. What was the wazifa again?
Ya Salam.
For headaches, yeah. Inshallah.
This is also good for migraine.
I would like an istihara done, a spiritual cure sent for myself, as I have a lot of hair loss and it's falling out a lot, so I don't know if it's nazar or something else. Also, my husband has been treating me very disrespectfully and is constantly being verbally abusive towards me in petty matters. If I can get a wazifa as well, jazakallah.
You asked for something before this hair loss one.
I think it was stuttering.
I was looking for that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, stuttering.
For the Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. But if they take a pebble that's clean. I think this is for an adult.
Okay, I think so, yeah.
I'll just get it out for you now.
Read a few more. Exactly. I'm struggling for rishta. Can you do istikhara to see if there is a blockage for me in terms of marriage? Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give you a good righteous husband, inshallah, for Islamic sister who has asked, and vice versa, if any Islamic brother is looking for a good rishta, Allah Ta'ala give them a good rishta as well. And you know, that for the society, we all need to work hard, and you know, we all need to work together in this. There's so many girls and boys at home waiting for a rishta, and parents are really worried at home as well. So please, you know, try to help one another, you know. Just to help one another, to help another Muslim is a very, very big ibadat. You know, it's a very good deed. So try to, but remember one thing. If you're looking for a rishta for someone else, make sure you look for a rishta as if it is your son or your daughter. Don't just say, oh, there's a rishta there, and you know that person or that girl, she's too fashionable, she's not really up for it. Oh, the boy, you know, he's always out clubbing and all that. Don't do that. You know, look for a rishta and good one. Because think if they are your own daughters and sons, inshallah, you'll get a reward for that as well.
Aftab, regarding the list, it mentions that after Salatul Fajr, so read your Fajr, and take a clean pebble, place it into your mouth, and recite the following ayah. I'll give you the reference. You recite the ayah 21 times whilst you've got the pebble in your mouth. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. And this is part 16, Surah Taha, verse 25-28. I'll repeat the reference again. It's part 16, Surah Taha, verses 25-28. Part 16, Surah Taha, verses 25-28. So you keep the pebble in your mouth and you recite this 21 times.
And this verse,
inshallah, so this list will.
This verse is regarding Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He used to have a stammer as well. Yes. And Alhamdulillah, you know, Allah Ta'ala ordered him to read that. Allah Ta'ala gave him shifa as well. So inshallah, by the barakat of Musa alayhi salam, Allah will give you shifa as well.
And regarding the hair loss, after, regarding hair loss, it's mentioned that recite Surah Al-Layl 41 times with Durood Sharif before and after. And when you're reciting Surah Al-Layl, recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim every time.
Okay.
Because of Surah Al-Layl with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim 41 times with Durood Sharif before and after, but you need to recite this in the state of ablution.
Okay.
So in the state of ablution, recite Surah Al-Layl 41 times with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim every time, and then perform them upon either mustard oil or coconut oil.
Okay.
So purchase some mustard oil or coconut oil. Mustard oil, sariyana tail, as we say in our language. Yeah, mustard oil or coconut oil, and then use this oil, massage it into the head daily at a particular time. Best time is before you go to sleep. But if you maybe do your necessities that you need to do, so the pillow doesn't get stained, etc. Maybe put a towel, etc. But get a massage into your head every night before you go to sleep and let it work. Inshallah, not only hair falling will stop, but also if one is started getting a bald patch, etc., even that will, inshallah.
So it should help both Islamic brothers and the sisters.
The Islamic brothers and
the
sisters,
or else Islamic brothers.
And it mentions that just few days of massaging, inshallah, you'll already start seeing the results, your hair loss will stop.
So before you visit Turkey.
Yeah, before you go for the.
That's why a lot of people.
Turkey is popular at the moment.
So before you visit Turkey for that kind of a job, inshallah, try to do this amal at home.
It mentions here, some people also suffer from hair loss on the beard.
Yeah. You know,
beneficial.
Sometimes you get this patch.
Yeah, I'll just mention here, I was just going to come on to that.
What is called?
Balchara, they call it in our language. This is also beneficial for that as well.
MashaAllah.
Balchara.
Yeah, I have three grown-up children. I can't find any good rishte for them. Could you do please, Istihara? So, okay, my first one as well. Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you and make them look for a good rishte, inshallah, for them. Abdul Mateen from Dewsbury, mashallah, says, you're going to Pakistan, I'm going to be missing you. Abdul Mateen, I'll be missing you as well, mate. But inshallah, it's got to be done. But inshallah, you keep watching Madani channel. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will shower blessings upon you and your family as well.
Yeah, keep making dua for Abbas, he goes and comes back.
Inshallah. I keep seeing things and I'm losing my eyesight. I can't sleep and keep seeing things which could be jinnat from inside. I have lost eyesight in one eye and I'm scared I will always lose the other one. Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you, inshallah, give you shifa. I have sent for the istikhara, and if I just read some istikhara requests as well. Istikhara has been done for code word Muhammad Ali. Imran bhai, istikhara has been done and it is the sign of Nazar-e-Bad. So it's the sign of Nazar-e-Bad. So, La ilaha illallah 60 times or Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar once, blow on the right cheek, then recite it again with Bismillah on the left cheek, recite Bismillah, blow on the forehead. Allah Ta'ala will inshallah remove the nazar-e-bad for him from your son, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give him a long, healthy life, inshallah. Another istikhara has been done. It was regarding someone who had BP, always high blood, body pain, and headache. Istikhara has been done and it's a sign of illness, so there's no black magic or nazar-e-bad on there. Another istikhara has been done. Again, it says that it's for someone with headache, always wanting to cry. If that is yourself, then it's a sign of illness, so there's no black magic or evil eye there as well. Another istikhara has been done for no code word, but it says, I have a stutter for the Islamic brother who wanted Vakti Azmaish, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will remove. Recite that wazifa with the pebble inside your mouth 21 times رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ان شاء الله عز وجل recite that. And also another istikhara didn't have a mother's name. There's no code word for it, but you say it was for the amputee Islamic brother. So please, if you can send us your mother's name, maybe we'll be able to fit that in as well. Another istikhara has been done where he was for worried for her son and his wife. They've got a lot of problems between them. Istikhara has been done. It's nazar-e-bad, there is nazar there. So please tell them to recite La ilaha illallah 60 times. And you know, do them on themselves. What if it's the whole family that has got nazar? You know, will they have to do nazar if each one or?
Yeah, it's good to do that chili method then.
Chili, yeah.
The chili method, yeah. Or that ya wali upon a plate.
Ya wali.
It's very good as well.
How many times do you have to write?
You just write it once.
Ji.
A new plate, doesn't matter what material. Try to avoid metal, but any other material, glass, clay, you know, that genie type that we have in the home. Just write ya wali.
What?
So, ya alif, wow alif lam ya. You just write. You don't have
in
to put
the
it in. You know, in the actual pen, in the base of
with
the ball.
With your finger.
So if you've got a ball, no, with a pen.
Oh, with a pen.
Any pen, and get a ball, a new ball, and take any pen, felt marker, something like that, which you can write with, and then write ya wali. So how are you gonna write ya alif? Yeah, wow alif lam ya. No iras. Ya wali. Just write it just the once. Take some water into that, wash the water, so washes so the writing gets dissolved into the water.
Yeah.
And then you'll go around the home, all four corners of every room, and you'll just sprinkle a little bit of water.
Okay.
And do that to the whole house. And then also the household people can consume from that as
Inshallah.
Well. Inshallah. Many problems, many illnesses, these evil eyes, etc., but there's jinnat problems, you know, children fearing, etc. It's for a lot of things, even financial struggles, etc. It's very, very powerful.
MashaAllah.
Because we're going to get a bit short of time. There's that message that you read out regarding the brother who's lost eyesight in one eye and is also fearing regarding losing the eyesight in his other eye. The spiritual cure is from the booklet Ailing Worshipper, which Alhamdulillah Mira listeners have wrote, which is full of spiritual cures. Here it mentions that if somebody's eyesight has gone weak, or to the extent that somebody's lost his eyesight, if he does practices this spiritual cure, inshallah, he'll revive his eyesight. His eyesight will return, inshallah. And it mentions that recite, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Allahu, Ya Salamu. Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Allahu, Ya Salamu. Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Allahu, Ya Salamu. You'll recite this 41 times with the Ruh Sharif once before and once after. And you'll perform them upon some water. You'll take some water into your hand and you'll perform them upon them once you've completed the wazifa. And then you'll perform them upon that water and then rub it onto the eyes and the face, inshallah.
Allah
and it mentions that do this for consecutive 7 days, inshallah. Your eyesight will be restored.
Ji, mashallah. Another code word was a code word Baraka. Wazifa is Waqti Azmaish, temporary Azmaish from Allah Ta'ala. Another Wazifa has been done, code word, code name Peaches. Ji, the Istihara has been done, it's a sign of illness. Another Istihara has been done for the Islam brother, the amputee. Istihara is clear. Another Istihara has been done. For the Islamic sister who sent the message in Urdu for the rishta, rukawat, wagaira. So, waqti azmaish hai, rukawat nahi hai. Allah Ta'ala ki taraf se ek imtihan hai, inshallah. Dua bhi karte rahe.
They can't get taweez. Those who are coming back with waqti azmaish, test from Allah, they can get taweez from taweezah, any taweezah te tariya, the local taweezah te tariya stall for this, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Help to remove the, make it easy, inshallah.
I've gotten a message from an Islamic sister struggling for a rishta. Istihara has been come back, it's clear. So it's again, it's a waqti azmaish. Allah Ta'ala.
Those girls who have either got obstacles in their marriage or they're struggling to gain a good rishta, or engagement takes place and it keeps breaking, etc. If they recite Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram,
Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram,
Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, 312 times after Salatul Fajr, and then supplicate in the court of Allah for a righteous marriage, inshallah, they will get married.
Inshallah.
And also the husband will be virtuous as well.
Ameen. Ji. Another spiritual cause. Assalamu alaikum. I am very worried about my daughter who is constantly ill. I'll have to read the messages to see if it's an istikhara or something.
Okay.
She has had poor health for a long time now and always has something wrong with her health, with the low immune system. She also suffers from panic attacks which cause her to become very dizzy and muscle stiffness. She also suffers from depression. Also is continuing to have problems regarding her health, and I am extremely concerned and very worried about her and need to know why she is always ill. Please could you kindly help me and do istikhara. If you can... Okay, yes, we've got that. Inshallah, I'll send that over to istikhara.
Okay, that's fine.
Can you please pray for my mother to have a healthy son? We have 5 sisters and we would love to have a baby brother. I know it would make my mother happy. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give you a beautiful brother, mashallah, Azawajal. Bring happiness to your family once more, inshallah, Azawajal. Salam Madani Bhai, please do istikhara for my daughter. Okay, inshallah, the code Safa Marwa. I'll send that over. Ji, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Code word Mazloom, please don't reveal issue in detail. My daughter-in-law is very disobedient. She is psychologically torturing me and controls my son, hides food, controls every moment, makes stories up to mislead my son. Allah Ta'ala give hidayat to everyone, and may Allah Ta'ala make your house a house full of blessings. Please can you do istikhara for my daughter who's inshallah azawajal. I feel ill all the time and I always feel lazy. Is there something wrong? Code word Medina. Inshallah azawajal will pass that. Also, you did istikhara for my sons. You said they have evil eye. We read wazifa. Is it still there? Use same password. Don't mention on TV. Okay, inshallah azawajal. Ruhani ilaj for itchy and dryness around the eyes and the neck and the face. So basically dry skin. Allah Ta'ala give shifa. MashaAllah Azawajal, this is one of our zimedar Islamic brothers. Tawizat Basta zimedar as well. Allah Ta'ala give shifa to your daughter, inshallah Azawajal. If you can also get some tawizat as well, inshallah Azawajal. Code word green, cannot sleep. The Sabr Bhai, mashallah, gave us the wazifa for sleeping.
La ilaha illa huwa al-haqqul mubin.
La ilaha illa huwa al-haqqul mubin.
La ilaha illa huwa al-haqqul mubin.
La ilaha illa huwa al-haqqul mubin. That brings us to the end of our program today. Jazakallah khairah for watching and Jazakallah khairah for sending us your message. May Allah Ta'ala give shifa to all those who are ill. May Allah Ta'ala cure every Muslim. Take care of yourself. Keep watching. Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu
ta'ala ala Muhammad.
You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless ya Allah. Please